We're talking about a chet that mashma it was commanded first. For the rasechem mashma is the first one that we were commanded upon. Rashi says lehed lemin ayoyim ashetziv Hashem v'olo that sham mitzvah v'olo klima mikan v'ilach the rasechem. So easy mitzvah shenemru b'tchila, which was the averba that was said first, that the rest of them was said later. So I would tell you that's the first two that says that the brisa mochem loyia. That goes in a merchim loyia, that's the chet of avodah zarah. So that was what the first chatoim said over, that's what the pasuk is talking about. So where it says, no, it's not true. For your mama, we learned that esther mitzvahs nitztavu yisro b'mora. Way before Kabbalah Sator, before Hasinai, Hashem gave him mora 10 mitzvahs. So they had that mitzvahs already said before. The Sivit says, v'oyim shemoya tishma l'kel Hashem l'kecho. That and the, this goes on b'moro that the word sivuyim there, because I know koyde mantzare alma wasn't chovim, but nemru tchila. However, the Zohar was not the first mitzvah said; there were mitzvahs learned before. So, from this pasuk of lemin hayoyim ashetziv Hashem, we would not know it's talking about the chet of avodah zarah. So true. Elo ma'achbat kashinim mikor. You have to go back to what we said before. The two pshatim before. Not elo rather the way we learned before. Either from mikol mitzvahs. The ikra of Averis of Zorah, or else Shadibra Hashem, we're talking about something that Hashem fed over to Moshe, which was the Chet Loyia of Avodah Zorah.
Don't we usually say that with...
Mishnah says, Ein Chayovim al Esei v'alois Esei Sheva Migdash. That Ein Chayovim, you're not Chayiv on the Iser Esei or the Lois Esei Sheva Migdash. If Bezdin Paskin's wrong, that either somebody became Tommy in the base Migdash, he doesn't have a Esei to go out, or else if somebody's outside, there's no law to come in, even though there's a chi of chorus involved, still there's no parish of helam dover on this chet. And chayovim al esay, that's to leave the base of Middash, the alois to say not to come in the Middash. The mevi and nashim toli, al esay, the alois to say shim the Middash. If anybody does the chet by the shaygeg, and is not sure if he did the chet or not, so there's no chi of nashim toli by these averis of the tumas Middash and Kedoshav. Avul chayovim alesa v'alesa sheshev nida. But if Bezdin Paskin's wrong on the Easter Asay of a nida, like we had this Gemara before in Sanhedrin, where the Shaila was, if while you're having via, your wife sees nida, sees dam, so she becomes a nida while you're inside her, so as a loch, how you have to leave her? You're not supposed to leave an aver chai when you're still hard, you have to wait till the aver becomes mace, and then leave your wife. So if you made a mistake and you left it right away, you would be chayiv achatis. Avu chayovim al esay, that's how you leave your wife. The alois esay, not to go into her when she's in idah shem idah. O mevi in oshem tole al esay v'alois esay shem idah. If you have a suffix, whether you did the chet, whether your wife was in idah or not when you live with her, if you have a doubt, if you did the chet or not, so it's a regular oshem tole, like all the other averis. We'll soon see what's the difference. Why in idah you are chayiv, and by the chet of Tumas Mitzvah Shekadosh of Yipoto. Now, Ezi Mitzvah's Esay Sheva Nida, where's the Mitzvah's Esay by Nida, there's always a lav, it means Purish Min Nida. In a case where you went into her the Heta, and then while you're living with her now, she starts to see Dam. So there's a special Mitzvah how you leave her. You're not supposed to leave right now with an Eivir Chai, but wait till they were made. Weiter, Mitzvah's Lois Asay, I'll probably need a portion. Don't live with your wife when she's a nida. Yeah. Now, how do I know this? Why is Tumas Mitzvah Kedoshav? It's an Averi Yechayev Chorus if you go b'mezid. If you're Tumid, you go into the base of Mitzvah b'mezid, Yechayev Chorus. So why is the Loch if you do it b'shoigeg or Bezdin Paskin wrong? And Bezdin Paskin, rather go into the base of Mitzvah when you're Tumid. And the Tzibah listens, why are they potter from the Korban? Why? Minoan Emili. The Tzibah loy Mechayev Korban. How do we know that a tzibur is not chayv a korban tzibur parallel dover by the chet of tumas migdash? The yochid oshem toli. And how do we know that if a yochid goes into the base of migdash and he has a doubt whether he went in when he was tummy or not, that he's potter from an oshem toli? Why? So my answer is the yochid oshem toli namiloi. Why? Omer Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi. Nemar vi oshem bechatas, says the word oshem by regular korban chatas, the chatas kavua, or vi oshem toli, vi nemar vi oshem, and of oshem toli, says the word oshem by chatas, and by the parsha of oshem toli. Vi nemar vi oshem moi b'tzibur, says the word Ashomai, their chet is called Ashomai by the Par Helam Dover. So it's like this. Ma v'oshim v'yochim v'chatas. Just like when it says the word v'oshim by a chatas. When does the yochid bring a korban chatas? Kavua. It means the chatas kavua. It means when yit chaylev b'shoigeg, yit dam b'shoigeg, the korban is a korban kavua. Whether you're poor, whether you're rich, it's the same type of a korban. You have to bring a korban, a kisvo, a sira. Sa'af v'yashomai v'tzibur. The same thing when the Pasuk says, V'yashomai by the korban tzibur, it has to be v'chatas kavua. Only on that type of an avera, that if a yochid would do it, he'd have a korban kavua. Ma'ashenke tumas mikdash kodeshov, it's the korban oil of the yorid. When a yochid goes into the base of mikdash and he's tomei, it depends. If he's an oshir, he brings a par. If he's an oni, he brings a tzipor. And if he's very, very poor, he brings a mincha. So it's called the korban oil of the yorid. So therefore, there's no parsha of tzibur, helam dovar, by tumas mikdash kodeshov. Because it says the word v'yashomoy by the parsha of a tzibur, that means the korban tzibur of helam dovar is only on a helam of a chet, that if a yochid does, it's a korban kavua, and not the tumas mikdash kodeshov, that if a yochid would do it, the korban would be a korban oil of yorid. So ever the korban is a korban oil of yorid, the potah, the tzibur is potah for a par helam dovar. And it goes also, Oma tzibur bechato es kavua, just like a tzibur is only chayit, because of the word v'yashomoy, on the chet that the chatas is kavua, af oshem toli. The same thing, there's korban oshem toli, even the yochid has to bring nami. Ein bo ela sofik chatas kavua. Even a yochid only brings a korban oshem toli on a chet, true he has a doubt whether he did this chet or not, but if he knows for sure he did the chet, he v'chayev a chatas kavua. La'afuke, this chet of tumas mitzvah shekodeshov, even if you know for sure you went into the Beis Hamikdash when you were Tomei, it's the korban oil of the yorid. It's not a korban kavua. So therefore, if you have a doubt now whether you went in or not, you're potter from an oshem toli. The chi of oshem toli is only on such a chet that if you know for sure you did it, you chayev a chatas kavua. But tumas mikdash, which is a korban oil of the yorid, you'd be potter from a korban oshem toli. Amri, I'll say like this: if so, the yochi, if so, korban oil of the yorid nami. Maybe no, even by the parsha of tumas mikdash kodeshov, it should also apply to a tzibur. It should also apply to a korban tzibur, to oshem toli. You know why? It also says the word v'yashomai. On yonami, Hoksiv it says v'hoyo kiyashim liyachas mielo. In the three chatoim of shmiyas koil or shuas bitu tumas mikdash kodeshov, which says the parsha of korban oil of yorid, it also says the word v'hoyo kiyasham. It says the word Asham, Yashem. So there's nothing to say the word Asham. So it also calls the Chet, Yashem. So maybe a carbon, oil of Yerit, a carbon, Asham Toli, should apply to the Chet of Tumas Mikdash Kodeshov. Even though it's a carbon, oil of Yerit. So what? It still applies to Asham Toli. It says the word Yashem also. So I don't know to make a difference that Oshem only applies to a carbon kavua and not the carbon oil of a yorid. In the parsha of oil of a yorid, it says the word Yashem. So one teretz is, I'll tell you, donin Oshem min Hashomai, that's like, but v'yein donin Oshem min Yashem. The Yashem is different. So if when it says the word Yashem, a carbon oil of a yorid, that's not like the same word Oshem, but it says by Chattis and by Tzibur. The more why? Well, my nachmina, what's the difference? We always know for a ton of the very Yishmael, one pasuk says v'shev hakoyin, and one pasuk says uvo hakoyin. We make a limud one from the other. Zui shiva, zui bidu. What he's sitting or coming, it's the same thing. So you see, you make a gzera shava, even though the words are a little bit different. As long as they have the same meaning, you can make a gzera shava. So you also learn out the Yashem to say that a chi of Ashem totally applies even by the tumas mitzvah shavashav also, even by a tzibur also. All right, turn over. V'yoyd, second Shveh, V'yoyd, Nelef min V'oshom mitumas mitzvah shekudoshov. No, in the parsha of tumas mitzvah shekudoshov, it also says the word V'yoshom. Tichsev u'tomei V'yoshem. This calls it chet V'yoshom even by tumas mitzvah. So, how do you know that tzibur needs a chet kavua and not tumas mitzvah? It says the word V'yoshom by tumas mitzvah also. So So it's Siba Shivichayiv even by the Chet of Tumas Mikdash, and who Adin Roshim Tola should be by Tumas Mikdash. So how do we know the Pshat from our Mishnah? So Rav the Gemara says, Omara Popo, Donin vi Osham o Mitzvah Hashem. It says by regular Korban Chatas, by Korban Kavu, it says two things. The Yoshim and the words of Mitzvah Hashem. Min the Osham and Mitzvah Hashem. It says by the Par Helam Dov of Tzibur also says the Yoshim and Mitzvah Hashem. And it says the Pasha by Osham Tolui, the Osham and Mitzvah Hashem. So when all together, it has to be only on a Chet that the Korban is a Kavua. And not by the Chet of Tumas Mikdash, where the Korban is an oil of Yerit. Omele Rav Shimi Barashi, no, it's no good. So Shimi Barashi says to Rav Popo, V'neilav v'yoshom v'nesiyas ovon min v'yoshom v'nesiyas ovon. Listen, by Oshom Tolui, by Tumas Mikdash G'doshov, it says the word v'nesiyas ovon. And it also says the word v'nesiyas ovon by these other ones, by Echatis. So maybe I still need to examine Shava, that the halacha of Oshom Tolui applies to the Chet of Tumas Mikdash G'doshov. Because it says the word v'yoshom v'nesiyas ovon by both. The Nasiv of the Sea Sovereign, by both, by a Korban Sibur, and by Oshem Toli, so learn out one from the other. Ela Radom Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, here's the Limud. Donin vi Oshem o Mitzvah Sashem, Asher lo Siyasenu. It says these three things, both by a Korban Sibur, and by a Korban Chatis Kavua. Mi vi Oshem o Mitzvah Sashem, Asher lo Siyasenu. And it says these three things by a Korban Kavua and by a Korban Sibur and by the Korban Oshem Toli. The Yal Yochia did not learn out Shmiyat Kerlu Vitis Vasayim the Tumas Mitzvah Gdeshev. These Chatoyim, which the Korban is a Korban oil of urine, where the rich or poor different Kavonis, do not learn out. Shle Nemer does not say by them Bohem the Oshem O Mitzvah Hashem Ashelos Yisenu. It doesn't say these three words by that parasha. Therefore, I learn out rather Yoni Chayev a Par Helam Dover or a Korban Oshem Toli only on a Chet that a Yochid brings a Chatas Kavua. Mashiach, on these Chatoyim, that's the Yolu B'Yorid, you don't have these Chiyuvim of an Oshem, a Korban Par Helam Dover, and you don't have an Oshem Toli. Now the Mishnah says, Ein Chayovim al Shmiyas Koil V'Abitis V'Sayim V'Atumas Mitzvah G'doshov. Could have said like the Mishnah before. Since these three chatoyim, the korban is the korban oil of Yerit, so there's no parsha par helam dover, even though the chet is the chiyuv of chorus, but there's no korban par helam dover, since it's not a korban kavua.
You
know, if you know edus, and we make you swear you know edus, and you swear false, and then we find out, yes, you knew edus, so you chayv a korban. So that's a korban oil of Yerit. So if the tzibah made this mistake of pipsak bezdin, there's no par helam dover. The anosik yaitzabim, and anosi, the melech, has the same halacha. Divrei Rav Yosi Glili. And kivu amino, hanosi chayi bekulam. Anosi is chayi bekorbin on the chet of vitis vasayim. He swore false, or on tumas mitzvah kadoshov. But chutz mishmir shakoil. He admits though that there's no parasha of a shvua, where the swear false of you know edis, by a king, by a melech. Why? Shamelech loy dan vladar noisi. He's not a dying, he can't come to Bezdin. He can't be an aid. So since the melech is not allowed to say aidus anyway, so if he swears false that there's not no aidus, it doesn't mean anything. So he's not allowed to say aidus anyway. It's not called his holding back his aidus. Therefore he's not chayav a korban for Shmias Koyo. Amarula, my time of visit, what's Shmias Koyo's reason? Amakro, vohoye ki yesham liachas miela. It says in this parsha of these three chatoim, one next to another, it says if a person does one of these three chatoim. So the mashma this, kol shem eschai v'yachas eschai v'kulam. Whoever is in the parsha of all three averus of shmiyas koil, vitis v'sayim, and tumas migdash, has all of them. But v'shein eschai v'yachas, like a melech, that's not in the parsha of shmiyas koil, he doesn't have to say edus, Aim is chayv kulam. That's a basic little svara. Therefore, the pasuk says he's potter from a korban by bitus v'sayin if he stands where it's full or tumas mikdash. A melech is potter. The aim maybe no mit chayv biyachas man. Even one alone is enough. Biyachas v'shem is chayv kulam. Who said that? Who said that's the drasha? Pasuk says. Let's say again. Boyaki yashum biyachas man. One, you do one alone. You chayv for that also. Tell the time that we are saying, "Leave me hocher." Time you are your beer, your money, man, never. Let's get a yod of them. Let's get a minute. Let's not start off with this. Yeah, we're holding really Daf Tes Amud Aleph. In the middle of the Shaila, the last Mishnah was that Rabbi Yosef Glili said that a Nasi is Kiyotzeboy, that a Nasi Yemelech is Pata from a Korban Ola V'Yarid by Shmias Koil, V'Yavitis Vosai V'Altumas Mikdash Kudoshev. Rabbi Yosef said, not only is it Siba Pata, but who Adin a Nasi Yemelech is also Pata. The question is, my time with Rabbi Yosef. Let's start the Gemara again, and Daf Ches Mabez. Mor says, Omer Ula, my time with Rabbi Yosef. What's the reason of Rabbi Yosef Lili? On Makro, the Pasuk says, For Hoya Kiyasham, Liyachas Mielo, it's like this, Kol Shem Eschayiv, Liyachas Mechayiv Kulon. Hashem Eschayiv, Liyachas, same Eschayiv Kulon. And a Melech is not Chayiv in Shmias Koil, because the Melech cannot say Edus. So since he's not in the Pasha of Shmias Koil, he's not in the Pasha of the other two also. So Mor said, no, we aim and maybe say, Mischayiv v'yachas mev yafopi shem mischayiv b'kulan. Maybe no, maybe it's chayiv with one, even though he's not chayiv in the other one. How do you know he has to be chayiv in all three? So Mor says, I'll rather time with Rabbi Yosef Glili mihocho. Titani wrote like this. Then the question is, why does Rabbi Yosef say a nosti a melech is potter from a korban in these three cases? In the Isra of a shmias koil, in the vitas vosayim, and tumas mitash gadoshu. So it's like this. Titania, Hayyurabiyam Yoimer. Nemor it says,